This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This morning at the Wisconsin Center in downtown Milwaukee, the 11th Annual Sustainability Summit gets underway. The three-day event organized by Milwaukee Area Technical College brings together people from environmental, academic, government, and the corporate worlds. This year, the conference is focusing on two aspects of sustainability: sustainable business and sustainable energy. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz reports on what the disparate interests represented at the conference all get out of being a part of it.
So the first person I'm talking with is Jessica Cahotas. Do you want to introduce us to you, Jessica?
Yeah, hi, I'm Jessica Cahotas. I'm the president of Transition Milwaukee. Transition Milwaukee specifically is about a ground-up movement towards sustainability. So we have access to over 200 grassroots and nonprofit organizations currently working for bottom-up solutions towards all elements of sustainability. And so we would actually like to have them represented at the summit, because that is a major part of sustainability, is having an engaged community, showing the efforts and also celebrating them as well. I did present last year. I was on a panel of speakers, including Marsha Caton Campbell from Center for Resilient Cities and Karen Sands from MMSD. And we presented on what resiliency is versus sustainability. And the reactions from the room, people wanted to hear more. They understood that creating resiliency means that you reduce the geography in which you're working. So people are automatically more engaged. The changes that you make are more tangible to the sustainability of your local area. And so next year I would actually like to speak a little more to that.
What can you draw from this kind of event? I mean, it's just one more meeting?
No, not at all. It's great to hear examples of people who have been successful, organizations who have been successful at fighting climate action, at working towards sustainability on a global scale. Now, what I'd like to suggest that we need to work towards is scaling back and working for our immediate surroundings. And so we have to take these single issue examples and then apply them to a smaller scale. And that's what we're talking about.
Matthew Rockte with the Milwaukee Sustainability Roundtable.
Okay, tell me about the roundtable.
We are gathering all the region's largest companies and their sustainability leaders and corporate social responsibility leaders to find ways to collaborate and make Milwaukee more sustainable.
How's that going?
We had our first roundtable at the beginning of this month with Manpower Group, and it was outstanding.
What is this kind of gathering coming up over these next few days? What's the value of it, do you think?
Continually educating everybody about what's going on, what's possible, where are the opportunities. It's not all about conservation, not all about being green. It's about looking at where are the opportunities. How can we come together to collaborate? How can we come together to make things happen? It will be the conversations I have in between things, finding out, hey, do you know about this activity that's going on? Do you know about this event? Do you know about, hey, they're doing some really cool things. Why don't I drag you over there and go talk to you? I think that's the lot for most conferences. I mean, some people go for the conference for the speakers. I tend to go for those conversations in between.
I'm Jesse Willard, and I am a Marquette student. I'm a sophomore, and I work for a company called Gas Day that is here at Marquette.
What do you find compelling about this summit? What do you think it could do for you?
I think the summit is a really great networking tool for students. It really teaches us to branch out and reach out to adults, I think, because that's sometimes intimidating to come up to a stranger that you've never met and introduce yourself and kind of sell yourself and your story and why you're here. So I think that's a great thing for students to be doing.
What's your trajectory?
My trajectory is, I'm thinking about patent law personally, but I think the environment itself, I want it to be around for generations. So the more conferences that we support now, the better off we'll be in the future, I think. This money and everything is really important.
Your full name, please.
Okay, I'm Nathan Nissen. I work at Kohler, and I'm working on our footprint reduction projects. So I'm coordinating energy conservation, greenhouse gas reduction, water conservation, and waste reduction as well. So I'm trying to work with the whole company globally to help them reduce their own environmental footprint.
How long have you been on board?
25 years next month.
Do you really think that tangible outcomes can come out of this kind of a gathering?
Yes, absolutely. I can prove it. Because of the networking, the people. The last conference I went to, I met Robert Noble from Noble Technologies, and they make a product called E-Core, which is a cradle-to-cradle certified product that's really made out of fiber and heat and pressure. And they make this fibrous product that you can use to make products with. Well, now we're talking with them about using their material in our materials. So, and also we're talking with them about using some of our waste materials as a raw material for their company. So the last conference I was at with this really paid a big dividend, where we had some good connections that haven't paid off yet, but I can see the path, I can see a road. There's certainly a road, and the question is, can we get the truck to drive down the road? But we'll work together and try to make it work. Yeah.
Oh, I'm Caroline Villa, mechanical engineering student here at Marquette.
Oh, what year?
I'm a junior.
So you're standing before this display because?
I'm actually a member of the Engineers Without Borders group here on Marquette's campus, and the Sustainability Summit kind of reached out to us to come in and kind of put our posters up, show how we help communities with reused materials, renewable sources, as well as kind of like how it impacted the community.
So is this summit part of your annual vocabulary?
This is actually the second year I've heard about it, but I think it's really cool what the Sustainability Summit does, and especially allowing students to go for free. I'm a mechanical engineering student, so I kind of do the sustainability and seeing like water and like how to help communities on the side, but I think just being able to go to those resources is phenomenal and just great.
So are you looking for something in particular this year, or will you be tied to a display board?
I think I'm going to be tied to the display board, sadly. But just like being around everyone and just kind of talking and hearing their stories is really cool, and kind of why I like coming back.
So the sustainability theme, as they spoke about, you know, what this is all about, what does it speak to you in your career and your life?
And seeing that, like, across globally, like, there's a need for water, there's a need for, like, good resources. It's, like, giving back to, like, future generations. And I think that's something that we all can participate in and really, like, make a difference.
What do you think you might be doing after school?
Hopefully, I just want a job. To be honest, I just want a job. But I really want to be able to, like, work at a company that is, like, giving back and really, like, doing a social push with sustainability and like sustainable resources overall.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. The 11th annual Sustainability Summit opens this morning at the Wisconsin Center in downtown Milwaukee. A new brewery is open and producing things in Milwaukee, but not so much beer. We're talking mobile apps, and we'll learn more when Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio.